a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
A couple of years ago, we got Top Gun 2.
Oh, yeah.
In the cinemas. And it was the first movie that I'd been to see since the pandemic, I'm pretty sure. I went with my mum. We went to Yarraville, Sun Theatre there. And mum and I loved it so much that we like windmill high-fived at the end of the movie.
And chest bumped.
We were so pumped. Like we stood up and we were like, yeah, like it was great, right? I don't know. It was just so good. And a lot of people were talking about it. So good, in fact, that it was nominated for 6 Academy Awards, which is bizarre.
For Top Gun.
Top Gun. Best Picture. Best Original Song was in there too. I mean, we might remember this banger from the movie. So it was kind of a big deal at the time.
I worked in radio for 17 years and I've never heard that song in my life.
So Top Gun 2 Maverick was absolutely huge. And that's where we're living in this time frame at the moment where this story came out. So a police officer by the name of Constable Dominic Gaynor, 31, he was working at Day Street Police Station in Sydney. Okay, that's where we're going for this. Back on the evening of May 29th, 2022, in the height of Top Gun 2 Maverick craziness,
mania,
right?
Yes.
Mania. And they were having a chat at work about the movie.
Yeah.
Now, there was another constable there, Morgan, and he'd seen the film the night before. And he said, I'm going to ruin the ending for you.
Can you please just call them policemen? I don't need to know the rank.
No, I like saying constable.
No, I know you don't. I know you do.
Okay.
It's just making me very nervous.
Okay. So, police person Dominic.
Sure.
Police person Morgan.
Better, okay.
Morgan went out that night and was like, hey, Dom, went to see Top Gun 2. Dom's like, oh my God, amazing. I'm paraphrasing here. Amazing. Can't wait to see this movie. Everyone's talking about it. They're all talking about that song that Lady Gaga sings as well. Like, I've heard it. It's amazing. It's so good.
Yeah.
And then Morgan's like, I'm going to ruin the ending for you.
What? Why?
Just for a bit of fun.
Ah,
right?
Bit of a laugh.
And so then Dominic said, don't spoil the movie, C word.
Oh.
I'll shoot you.
Constable Morgan.
Right.
Don't spoil the movie.
Yeah, I'll shoot you. And then a third officer
okay.
was on the phone and said, Gaynor, don't say that. I'm on the phone. And so Dominic Gaynor, right? The constable slash police person.
No, well,
He took out his Glock.
There's only
firearm.
One constable in this story as far as I'm concerned.
He took out his Glock.
He
took his gun out, pointed it at the police person on the phone and was like.
FaceTiming must be.
No, I think he was literally just on the phone, maybe to a punter or something. Like,
I'm so confused.
Okay.
So
we've got Dominic.
Yeah.
Came into work and said, I'm stoked about this new movie, Top Gun 2 Maverick, with that Lady Gaga song that everyone's talking about.
Yeah.
Morgan,
his mate, had seen it the night before.
Seen this movie.
You'll never believe what happens.
I'm going to spoil it for you. Dominic, police person one
in this story,
said, don't spoil the movie, C word.
Yeah,
I'll shoot you.
Yeah.
Right? Third person comes into the scene.
Yeah,
third
right.
Third officer.
Walks into the room.
No, third officer's on the phone.
walks into the room holding a phone.
Walks into the room. I think it was a landline. I mean, that's how I imagine it. I don't know the specifics of where the phone was located.
So,
all I know is that the third officer was on the phone and said, oi.
But who's on the phone to the third officer?
A punter. Anyone. Some other person. It's like me, you and Lingy. Okay, let me put it. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm looking at AJ. I'm not dumb, am I?
I'm dumb? I don't understand.
Okay, let me put it in terms that you can understand.
How does the person on the phone come into it? Who is the person on the phone talking to?
The person on the phone is... Shut up and let me tell you. Okay, so you're Constable One, right?
Yeah.
Tom really wants to see Top Gun 2 Maverick because the Lady Gaga song is huge and very excited. I've come... Oh, my name's Morgan, right?
G'day,
Morgan. I'm Loggy.
Okay.
Well, I've come into work and said, Tom, new Top Gun's amazing.
Yeah.
And you said, oi,
whoa.
Don't spoil it for me, C word. I'll shoot you.
Yeah.
When he comes in, he's on the phone to Dodsy and he's like, hey, I I'm on the phone. Can you not speak like that?
So he's in the room. Okay.
He's in the room.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
You said he wasn't.
No. The third officer overheard what was going on in the room, and he's on the phone and said, hey, Tom, don't say that. I'm on the phone.
I'll talk to someone who might misinterpret that.
Well, I'm assuming they're police officers. I'm assuming they're on the phone to the public.
And then I pull out my Glock and point it at you.
You point it at Lingy, right? And you're like, point it at their face.
Yeah.
Anyway, Lingy cracks it and he's like, hey, I'm scared. I don't like this. And so they told their officers about the upper echelon people, the bosses, and they told them about it. And, now Dominic's lost his job. He was suspended without pay. He became like a traffic officer. And Dominic, aka you, really wanted to be a cop their whole life, right? And so now they've taken it to the court and they're like, hey, look, is there any chance that we could just like forget this whole thing? I'm like really mortified and I didn't want it to be a thing. And the court's like, nah.
Because,
you know, you're a police officer and you can't be... You can't be saying that type of stuff and pointing your gun at other people's heads, whether it was loaded or not, whether you had your finger on the trigger or not, which in this case he didn't, but still, it's kind of bad. And I don't know where I was going with this story now because you just cannot understand.
He's no longer a police officer at all?
He's asked the court to overturn the conviction.
Right.
And the judge said, "No, we're not going to do that." So he's going to be fired.
So constable in sort of name only.
So yeah.
Tom, Lingy, and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Let's play.
This is it. Guess the year.
All right, it is time for Geelong Surf Coast and the Bellarine's favourite Tuesday base game. Talk about Guess the Year. We're going to play little bits of songs and cast our minds back. Through the mist of time, try and remember where we were, what we were doing the first time we heard said song. That'll give us a fair indication as to the year it was released. We write that year down on a piece of paper. It's closest to without going over in the traditional Price is Right arrangement.
Love your Gold Logie winning Larry Emder.
Yes.
Oh, maybe.
We'll go Gold Logie. Gold Logie?
Logie, you are on fire.
Nominee,
that's what I meant, not winner.
Best of three. Are we ready to play?
We are, let's do this.
Let's get into it. This is... first question. I need you, darling, come and set the
tone. If you feel you're falling, won't you let me know? It's got a Billy Joel vibe to it. But
can you... Tell me you know who that is. Come on.
Sure.
You will have to revoke your commercial radio license if you don't know who that is.
Okay.
Right. I'm going to say...
I'll write down the year that I know that it came out.
Okay.
All right. 3, 2, 1,
2017.
Okay, 12, 15, 17. I may have gone too low. Here we go.
The year was 2014.
Oh.
Yeah, I'll take that one. It's Ed Sheeran.
Oh.
Sing.
That's what I just mouthed to you, Cameron. You
don't
can't help.
Oh, yeah, do help him. He needs it.
Yeah.
How's the leaderboard looking? No, we'll work that out later.
We'll worry about that at the end. Right, eh? Question number two.
Is this?
I thought she was talking about like washing her hair, conditioning.
Conditioning. Is that someone that's very relatable? Or is it an Aussie gal? Or am I just completely off?
You're way off.
You're going to get this one so wrong because I'm going to get it
so someone who's in the news.
Come on, Tommy. Write down. Make sure you do the whole
Austin Butler? Is it Austin Butler?
I think I've gone too early again, but that's fine. 3, 2, 1.
2021.
What'd you go?
2021. I don't know where I am. I'm lost.
That's the first.
The year was 2013.
I'll take that one as well.
Who is it?
Katy Perry.
Oh.
Gee, he's got some annoying swagger. The way he just says, I'll take that one as well. No big deal.
Mate, I'm pressing all the buttons.
Just play question number three for us for a little bit of pride.
All of a sudden, we're in both of your wheelhouses.
Yeah, we are.
I reckon you might hear that. It's so tired on the weekend just because Why not?
Because I had a chat with Bowden about that last night, actually, or yesterday afternoon. We'll talk about that later. All right. Ready? Everybody ready? Written something down?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1. 1989. Oh, okay. Well, okay. Let's go.
I think you're right.
The year was 1989.
Was that me? Did I nail that one?
I don't know. Did he?
If you don't reach across the desk and punch him,
that
I will.
Says, does that, are we sure that says 1989?
Righto.
And then let me just, sorry, can we just check that again?
The year was 1989.
I've got my Tom Voodoo doll at home. I'll just give it a workout.
Clean sweep. What are we looking at for the year?
You're on 12 and a half. Loggy's on 6.5, and I'm just sitting a bit back on 4.
All right.
Anything can happen.
Yep.
You guys should take 2 weeks off.
Tom, Lingy, and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Cameron, you have a royal update for us.
We're going to head over to Gloucestershire for this one, Tom.
Do you want a boost? Do you need it? Are you?
Yes.
You want to? Okay. You're right there, Log.
Sorry, my computer's
just doing something else.
That was me just travelling to Gloucestershire now that I'm there.
All right, okay. I'm going to lift you up.
Yep.
All right, off you go.
Oh, hang on, that's moving a little far. That's not what I was expecting. Princess Anne has...
Can you at least sound like you're on a horse?
Okay, so I'm supposed to be puffing and going up and down, everything like that, has been taken to hospital. Oh, hang on. Camilla's joined the party as well. No, Camilla wasn't there.
My God.
This only involves Princess Anne, so stay out of it, Camilla. She has injured herself. I can't go up and down at that pace.
All you've got to do is bounce, mate. Like this.
Hey. Okay, go.
I told you to shut up, Camilla. She has gone to hospital, unfortunately, with injuries.
Ride the horse or you're not doing it.
It's moving too fast for
me. Go on, quick.
Up and down. Okay, here we go. I'm riding. With a suspected concussion.
All right, I'll stop the horse.
Thank you very much.
Grabbed it by the reins.
Now I can breathe. It is consistent, they're saying, with a potential impact from either the horse's head.
Aww.
So she's either been headbutted.
Oh, gosh.
Or legs.
There's a big difference.
She might have been kicked in the head or copped the headbutt.
Oh, my God, there's a big difference.
I know, and obviously Princess Anne is well-versed with horses.
Mm.
She's her sister-in-law.
Okay, mate. All right.
Why'd you do it, Camilla? Why'd you do it?
No,
she startled me.
They have grown up with horses. Now, Princess Anne is the one who was...
Leave her alone.
...who was almost, like, best mates with... her mum, like Queen Elizabeth, they were almost like sisters, mates. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Princess Anne, well known for her very stiff upper lip, like firm exterior, tell it how it is sort of thing.
Yeah.
So she must have copped a nasty one if she was injured.
Yeah.
I
just can't look at you where you're wearing those jodhpurs.
Her two adult children, Zara Tyndall and Peter Phillips, were both at the property, as well as her husband, so she's in very good hands.
Oh, good.
But she is recovering in Southmead Hospital, and on doctor's advice, Her Royal Highness's engagements for the week ahead will be postponed.
God, they're just like poor things. It's like, what's going on?
I know.
A curse or something?
They're copping a few.
I don't mind you in the jodhpurs, mate. It's not a bad look for you.
Yeah.
The helmet's a nice touch too, but I think you're supposed to wear it on your head.
What is that, Tom? What is that?
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
So you brought us a very emotional story about how you and your family got your first dryer.
Well, I've got trust issues with dryers.
Yeah.
Because I am very nervous about the shrinkage.
Yeah, but the shrinkage for me isn't the thing that scares me about dryers. It's the potential hazard for the lint to catch on fire.
Mm.
Right? And so I had to explain, I don't know if you were hearing it, but I had to explain to Tom that you've got to clean the lint filter every time.
Well, she didn't have to, I knew, but I was like, I just was like nodding.
Every time's a little excessive.
Every time.
No.
It does say it on the instructions. The other thing I've found really interesting since I've become the owner of a dryer is that literally every single item of clothing I own and the girls says, no, do not tumble dry.
Oh, no, you just... Yeah, it depends.
No,
you
chuck
yeah,
it in there.
That.
If you don't care about it too much. Yeah, no, once every sort of 6 months or so.
The lint filter?
Yeah.
You're kidding me, aren't you?
Says Cameron Ling, who's never done a day of laundry in his life.
Oh, my God. Seriously, don't know. Every time.
Maybe 3 months.
No, Lee, seriously? I'm not joking.
Not
don't.
Not every time.
Every time.
Nah.
Do it every time. Seriously. Anyway. But the thing is, when I take the lint out, I actually keep the lint.
Oh, God.
Because...
Of course you do. Do you nibble on it?
No. No, because if you've got a fire, like, it's an easy way to start a fire, like when you want a fire.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah.
So you're taking the power of what could be the accident and turning it into something positive.
Yes, yes. So if you have a fire outside for, like, I don't know.
Like just sitting around having
The fire.
Yeah.
So I save the lint, and then when Jimmy makes a fire for outside, then you put the lint in with the logs or whatever, and it's, light it up.
So you collect, where do you keep it?
I keep it in the corner of the laundry.
In your belly button.
No, I don't.
Do you actually have a dryer or is it just belly button lint that you are?
All right, here I was trying to help a friend.
Setting up.
But.
You are the only human being on this planet who does that.
Okay,
that
well then. Is it a hack or just doing a thing? Fine.
It's, I don't know, it's absurd. Heard of newspaper?
Okay.
That's not a comeback, by the way.
This isn't Survivor. We do have, matches and paper
and
lighters.
Fine, I was just trying to help. Whatever. Go tumble dry yourselves and do whatever. The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast. Well, well, well. I tried to give you a little tip about your new dryer and it concerns me, Lingy, but then we kind of found out you've got some type of dryer that distracts it by...
He's got a water pump one, so he's got the fancy one, so he doesn't have to worry about being one of these guys. I'm a fire starter. Fire starter. So you don't even have a dryer, but you hang on to your belly button lint and Jimmy's as well, and you keep it in a little bag and then you nibble on it and you also use it to start fires.
That is putrid. No, I said to you, while you've got your new dryer, if you want to have a fire outside because you've got your nice, you got your nice backyard system there, maybe you want to have a little fire. And so I save the lint so that it's like a little fire starter.
Sounds weird and gross to me.
It's idiocy of the highest order.
Okay, well, we'll see. What about Steph from St. Albans Park? You've called up with something to say.
I have. What because I keep my lint from my dryer to start my fire in my lounge room. I've got an open fireplace.
Oh.
And the lint is the best thing to start it inside.
Amazing!
So it's sustainable and resourceful.
Thank you. Oh
and
my God.
I go one step further because I save the empty toilet rolls.
Yep.
And you put the lint inside the toilet roll and fold the little edges on the sides down and it's like fire lighter right there.
Wow.
Okay.
A couple of those in with your kindling, light straight away.
It's like a grotty little grenade.
Grenade, it is too.
If you wanted to go even further, you brush Wombi, save his fur and use that as well.
Wow.
There you go.
That didn't smell good.
Well, you've got a chimney for a reason. It goes straight up.
Yeah.
That's the neighbour's problem then.
Oh, yes,
the neighbours can deal with the smell while it burns.
That's it. My sustainable queen. We also got a message from Naomi that said the same thing. She saves her dry lint for fire starters and stuffs it in empty toilet rolls. And she also says Doritos work a treat.
Doritos? You ever tried the old Doritos, Steph?
I'm going to try that next time I'm out of lint.
Okay. Nice. Good. Okay. Yes, my sustainable queens
There's
everywhere. I love it.
Such a thing as newspaper, everyone.
No, it's fine. But so lint is also there.
So many dirty people in life. Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au. I need your help because, there's some people that just, they are a little bit different with the way they eat.
Yeah.
And I don't mean, the way they put the food in their mouth, but the things that they eat or the way that they consume an item of food, they'll eat bits that other people don't eat.
Okay, so if you've got a sandwich and you cut it in the diagonal, they'll eat crust first and then the middle,
something like that.
So it's a bit weird, okay.
Or more like, so my dad will eat, I'll eat the tail of a prawn, I'll eat the whole prawn, like the
Instead
crunchy
the head.
Bit. No, I won't, yeah, my dad eats the head and he used to eat the eyes. He used to eat the eyes to freak us out.
Oh. Yuck. You've got to give a warning before you say things like that.
You eat the tail first.
Yeah, no, not first, but I will eat the whole thing. Like, I'll break the head off and I'll peel it sort of thing, but I'll eat the whole thing.
Okay, so it is eating weird things.
Yeah, that's, well, yeah. It's not...
Or eating things
like a
weird.
Prawn is not a, yeah, that's what I mean. So a prawn is not a weird thing to eat, but you eat it a
but
bit
a
different.
But a prawn tail is.
Yeah, but don't eat the tail, Tom.
That's what I mean. So people who eat bits of stuff that is not like what everyone else eats.
Okay.
Of it, right? And sometimes people just raw dog the food, and they'll just go bang and just eat the whole thing, and you're like, whoa, what are you doing? Yeah. You're not supposed to eat that bit.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Like me with kiwi, I ate the whole kiwi.
What? You eat the fur?
Yeah, God. I love the fur.
Oh, of course you do.
You people are weird.
I love it. It's the best. Heaps of tang.
What? Yeah. How do you even chew it? It's like leather.
No, it's not like leather. It's not like eating an orange
It's
peel.
Not pleasant, though.
It is pleasant.
You eat the fur. So you would eat a kiwi fruit like an apple?
Well, no, I eat it into slices, and so I eat it like a sliced apple, you might say, instead of like biting
it. Do you eat the peel of an orange?
No.
Well, the kiwi fruit's... outside is just as bitter as the...
No, it's not.
Yeah, all right, this is all ridiculous and disgusting stuff, but I can top that.
Yeah.
Because two days ago, I watched someone eat watermelon and not even look for pips. Just motor through slice after
pips
slice of watermelon. Like, didn't eat the green
rind,
but just...
That would have been better.
That would have been even more impressive.
Did they go deep down into the white bit just before the rind?
Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't watching that. I was too busy losing my mind over the fact that they were just going, rum, 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 rum. I was like, where'd you put the pips?
They just swallow the pips. Oh, yeah, no, that's weird.
I'm like, don't you know that's how you grow watermelons in your tummy?
Yeah. Exactly. They're like, terrify me.
They're like, I never look. I just
do that, by the way. We're just joking.
I just eat the seeds, the pips from a watermelon. I'd like, what's wrong? Why would you not? It's like, who raised you?
Yeah, exactly. No, you don't eat the pips from.
I do believe once
it happens sometimes, but you don't intentionally do it.
But glass people.
Glass people should not live in stone houses.
glass houses should not throw stone houses. Damn, I wrecked that one up. Yeah. Don't you go getting on your high horse at Mr. Prawn Tails. Like,
that's all right.
Prawn Tails is just as bad as pips.
Yeah.
Yuck.
So I want to know, this is a double pronged one. I want to know if you just eat the seeds from a watermelon.
Yeah.
To start off, let's go easy with that one. Yeah. So do you eat the seeds in the watermelon and not care? Or do you know someone who cares not for picking out the seeds? And I'll take any fruit. But also, do you know someone that eats the bit that nobody eats?
Yeah.
All right, 5223295 I'll repeat. Do you eat the bit that nobody eats? Shut up, Lauren.
Go and sit in the corner, Locke. You're done for the next 10 minutes.
Talking about calamari rings. Do you eat the bit that nobody eats, or do you know someone that specifically eats watermelon seeds? With not a worry.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Was the person spitting them out or swallowing?
No, they were swallowing them.
Hello, Chris.
I've had enough getting in and listening to you guys go unhinged on each other about the kiwi fruit and everything.
Yeah. I eat the skin of the kiwi.
Yeah.
Which is delicious. Like, honestly, so good.
Do you like the feel of the fur?
Love the fur. Seriously. Yeah. Okay. I'll die on that hill.
Man. Just so many openings. And I'm just letting them all go.
Good. Standard Tom.
Chris, obviously nobody wants to admit that they don't eat, or they eat the bit that nobody eats, / the watermelon pips. So have you got something that you eat?
It's not exactly, this is adjacent, just as kids. And my dad probably still does it now, I don't know. But he would get my mum to bake a cake, to create a cake, and then not bake it.
Amazing.
Pure batter.
So, yeah, raw cake was a thing. Nearly every other week.
But normally you can only eat the what's left in the bowl. I've never...
The entire thing. It'll go in a weekend, Saturday, Sunday.
How was it served up? Like in a bowl each?
In the bowl with the scraper.
So just help yourself. like a
spatula.
A trough of raw cake.
Dad, and then the kids, if we were lucky, we'd get a little bit.
Yeah.
So it was just purely for Dad.
Until we decided, no, we're having some.
Yeah.
But then one day my younger brother tried to make one, left little bits of eggshell in there.
Oh.
We still ate it.
Oh, my God.
That's the bits that nobody eats. Yeah, there,
exactly.
You go.
There you go. It's the cracked eggshell in unbaked cake.
Oh, I like learning more about you, Chris. Mm. It's very concerning.
Crystal from Grovedale's on the line. Crystal, what is it that you or someone you know eats that maybe they shouldn't?
The little green bits off the strawberries.
Oh, the top.
Oh. Uh-huh.
What? Yeah, the little green grassy bit.
The wing.
So you just, is it you?
No, it's my daughter.
Right, and she's just popping them in her mouth.
Yes.
Don't they hurt?
I absolutely didn't teach her that. I just don't know how she does it.
Love that earthiness, you know?
Something she's always done. She's probably good fibre. It's probably good, you know, bit of
but
roughage.
I feel like it's scratchy, like.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a good texture going down, would it?
Has she tried a strawberry without it? Does she know how good they are without the green bit?
Well, I used to give them to her without the green bit, so yeah. I don't know. But
All right,
she'd be like, where's the green bit, Mum?
Give me the cut-offs.
Give me the compost right now.
Yeah. Anna's in Belmont. It's not you, is it, Anna, that eats the bit that nobody eats? It's someone you know or used to know?
Yeah, an ex-school teacher of mine used to eat an apple, including the core and seeds, everything.
No. Just the whole lot.
Nope.
You can't do the core. No. You can get close to the core, but you can't go full
There's
core.
There's a tough bit in the middle, you know? It's almost like a cartilage-y sort of bit, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. What about the little stick that comes off out the top? Did they eat that as well, do you know?
No, I didn't see that. But, the core was enough for me.
Yeah.
This is not overly pleasant thinking about it.
Teacher. Not at all.
These are the people that are educating our children.
I know. What's going on there? Let's go to Sarah from Werribee. What's the bit that nobody ate? Is it you or is it someone you know?
So my son actually eats the whole kiwi, like you, Loggy.
Yes.
Fair at all.
Delicious.
Yep, the whole thing.
Oh, my God.
And my husband, when he eats a passion fruit, he actually chews each individual seed.
Right. Oh, it gets real crunchy.
Yep. Yeah.
So it takes him like 2.5 hours to eat a passion fruit.
He does, Everyone else would take like 30 seconds. He'll take 2.5 hours, exactly.
Yeah. Sarah, if you like, the trill mix, I hear, is really nice.
You try.
You can serve him up some of that.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955, weekday mornings from 6.